Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling, I guess, to get some information about the lending.
Yeah, sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah. 2311-4801-0025-1631.
Thanks. Just give me 1 second here. I'll pull up your business profile to confirm what we have on file here. You're calling from Frankie's Pub and Grill?
Yep.
Excellent. All right, let me load this file. And your name, sir?
Jesse.
You said Jackie?
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Thanks. And your last name, sir?
Frank, F-R-A-N-K.
Okay. And the best number to reach you in case you get disconnected?
262-689-2027.
Okay. All right, here we go. And we had the mailing address correct at 2218 Indiana Ave in Sheboygan. Excellent. Yeah, it looks like here we had sent you an offer for financing for both capital and equipment. We had the UCC filing from the working capital.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, is this better?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, let me know if it fades out a little bit.
Yep, that's good right now.
Okay, excellent. So, yeah, we had sent you that offer based on your history with your working capital loan from September of last year. Looks like Corporation Services. Were you looking for more information for another working capital loan, or are you looking for equipment financing?
I saw you have a three-year term up to 5 years.
Right, so our equipment financing is up to 5 years, but we do have a working capital loan that's up to 3 years. We actually just introduced that about August of last year.
So, okay. I'm worried. Yeah. I have a line right. I have a term with On Deck right now.
Uh huh.
And I was just, it's getting to be a little too much for me. I think I've never really done that like that, I guess you could say. It's not too much for me. It's just it's strapping me a little bit more than I like, I guess
yeah.
I could say.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the loan. What kind of terms did they give you?
I have a 12-month term for, like, $55,000.
Okay. And how much are you paying back?
It's 12, right around $12.50 a week. The rate was about 15%. I was wondering if, you know, either you buy them out or give me a loan and then I would just pay them off and then I would, whatever's left over, you know.
Okay. So the total payback for that loan was about $65,000 was what you're saying?
Right. And I owe, as of right now, I owe like $55,000, I think.
Okay. Okay, I got you. So you borrowed 55, and you owe about the 55 now, right? So,
yeah, I guess I pretty much paid off the interest right now.
Yeah, I understand. And you're on weekly payments for $12.50.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And as far as paying them off, how much additional capital after paying them off are you looking for?
Oh, whatever I could get, really. I'm trying to. I didn't have it. I used the money I had to upgrade everything. I ran short. So, I mean, if I could get, you know, if you did the 3 year term for like $100K, that would be good.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. So, what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
I'm doing like $350 a year.
Okay. All right, so
54. Depending on the year, you know.
Yeah.
And I do about, because I'm going off of that, I'm doing about 30 to 35 a month.
Yeah.
And then I do about 20 to 25 in credit card.
Yeah, yeah. Usually in that line of business is definitely majority of credit cards.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be straightforward with you because I don't like to waste anyone's time, but typically we lend off of revenue similar to On Deck as far as the way they do it, except that we're not as loose as they can be, right? I mean, typically the rule of thumb for lending with businesses, if you're lending off revenue, is you want to stay at about 10%, right, of your revenues, of your gross annual revenues. And they go up to about, you know, 18% and sometimes up to 20%, which I think is a little dangerous. And I can understand that that's why it's kind of got you strapped a little bit, because it's a great approval at first, but then it can be a little bit, you know, God forbid you have a bad month, and then it's sucking all the profit out of your business.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, it is, but you know, like I said, it's a little overwhelming right now. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of that. And like I saw the 3-year term, so I was like, well, that would help me tremendously, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't want to waste your time or you waste my time. So, I mean, is this even feasible or no?
Not at this point. This is the best option. So what I want to just kind of inform you of why we probably couldn't help is, let's say we can approve, we can go a little higher than 10% sometimes, but let's say we can approve a loan, we'd probably be maxed out at about 40. But either way, when we pay off someone else's loan, typically we want the customer to net at least what we pay off. So that's what if you know 100, 110 would be the, you know, the minimum loan we could do to pay off On Deck. Straight refinances, right? And I'm sure we will.
I wasn't looking for a straight refinance. I'm just figured 100 over 3 years would be more efficient for me.
Yeah, I know it would be great, but the only thing I could offer is something as a second position on a shorter term. That our shorter terms meaning up to a year with second position loans. They're you know obviously much higher risk when they're you know not collateralized, and they're unsecured. So if we gave you something smaller, if you needed something, 10 to 25,000. As a second position up to a year, if that would help, if that's worth exploring, I'd be happy to crunch the numbers and come up with the best numbers we have, but it wouldn't be comparable. And then the idea there is that when we can refinance, again, that would be, you know, at least a year down the road. And so I don't know if that's worth exploring for you. I mean, but if that is, I'll be happy to crunch the numbers. We don't charge for the approval. We don't, there's an obligation, but fine. If it's not, doesn't sound like it's the best solution for you.
Yeah, no worries, no big deal. I just figured just call and just take a chat.
Yeah, no, definitely. We definitely would like to be, you know, just honest and upfront and transparent and not try to, you know, bait and switch anybody. That's not how we do it. But yeah, so no, Jesse, I appreciate your call, and maybe I'll give you a call at the end of the year, maybe in the fourth quarter, and check in and say hi and see if there's something then that we could do for you.
Sounds good. All right.
All right, man. You got it.